True. I mean, it was meant to be her 80th birthday. She's now 86. I must admit, still going strong. Yeah. And the latest, they've updated her in Madame Tussauds. They've just updated with a fantastic image of the Queen.
Well, with that magnificent evening suit that I saw you wearing on television, you would look very good in that carriage, I think.
Thank you very much. Yes. So, are you obviously you and Jim Franklin? You communicate a fair bit about it.
Occasionally, we had him speak to a lunch of monarchists, and he had them enthralled. This is at State Parliament, and this was something to do with the Diamond Jubilee, but it is absolutely breathtaking as a work of art. Whether you're a Republican or a monarchist, it is just an exquisite piece of craftsmanship.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. Now I asked Bubbles Fisher what she was doing for the Diamond Jubilee for the big party. And what are you doing?
Well, I was going to go to London, but I'm too busy and too poor, and I'm going to watch it on television if the ABC puts it on. Otherwise, I hope the ABC will put it on, because we're going to have a petition asking them to do it. But if they don't and I have to watch on Foxtel, I think that'll be unfair, because only 20% of Australians have Foxtel.
Does it worry you that, or offend you or disappoint you that it's a bit like don't mention the war when it comes to the Jubilee? I mean, we're not doing much for it over here. I mean, I'm a Republican, but I mean, we're not. She is the Queen of Australia, and we're not doing much to recognise it.
I think politicians get cold feet and they get the message wrong, and they thought so many of them jumped on the bandwagon. And they weren't genuine Republicans, a lot of them, like you are. They just thought, oh, this is going to win and we better join on it. And then they found that that wasn't what the people wanted in the referendum. And, of course, support for change has gone down.
Yes, it has gone down, I grant you that. Yeah.
What we really need is changes in the governance of Australia, improving the governance of Australia, not fiddling around with the constitution in this way.
Yeah, I think at the moment people think it's not a priority.
It is not. What we need really is a right of recall, I think. That's my personal view.
Yeah, well, I think that maybe I still think Prince Philip got it right when the result of the referendum came through, and he said, what on earth is wrong with those people?
That was a story put out by one journalist, but...
You think it might not be true?
Another one, Mark Stein, said he happened to be dining with the royal family at that very evening, right. And he said if anybody knew what they were thinking, they were better journalists than he is.
Well, there, I'll leave it at that. Right, Professor Flint, thanks for your time.
Lovely to talk to you, and welcome back. Great to hear from you, and I thought that what they did to you was absolutely appalling and a breach of fundamental freedoms.
Well, I survived.
Right. You did indeed.
Thanks for your time.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye, Derek.